Alaska has a suicide rate about double the national average, and when people die by suicide, friends and family can find themselves struggling with difficult emotions.
They leave a lot of victims, and that's why we want to try and prevent suicide. That's one aspect, but also we want to try and help those that are left behind.
Cheryl McAllister works in behavioral health prevention at Search Mount Edgecombe Hospital in Sitka. Tomorrow is International Survivors of Suicide Day, a time for those left behind to come together and support one another. Search is holding events tomorrow at 9 a.m. to line up with other events occurring simultaneously around the globe.
And we want to let people know that they are not alone and that there is help out there. There's others out there that can share with them and talk with you and help you to get through it, survive, and come to a better place with it.
The Sitka event gets underway at 9 a.m. at the Community Health Building over on the hospital's campus tomorrow. That's the building with the totem pole. McAllister says Search will also hold a community healing circle at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, also at the Community Health Building. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.